With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Recently, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association submitted comments to the USDA outlining key principles for the regulation of fake meat products. The NCBA encouraged the USDA to look beyond modifying standards of identity in order to provide adequate protection for beef producers and consumers. Danielle Beck is with the NCBA and talks about what they're doing and why.
And one of the reasons why we don't believe that just defining and creating a new standard of identity for beef is enough is because if you look at what's happened with the dairy industry, any product that's regulated under FDA has a whole host of rules that are separate to what happens at USDA. And FDA has turned a blind eye to improperly labeled imitation products for quite some time now. The dairy industry first engaged with FDA on soy milk and almond milk back in the early 2000s. I think their first letter that they sent to FDA was in 2001. 17 years later, those products have yet to change their labels. They are still on the market, and they've really been allowed to get away with murder.
Beck says there are some products that they really don't have an issue with, like black bean burgers, for instance, which are clearly defined and labeled as being a plant-based product. However, the trouble is there are other products out there that are already towing the line and confusing customers. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.